Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Cattle futures started off the year under pressure today. We were sharply lower in the February live cattle, down to 114.47, down $1.57 on the day. Kind of a surprise here to start the year. I like that after we finished so strong at the end of the year. On Friday, we had 118 cash trade, which was thought to be a little bit positive. And also, the feeder cattle index is above the January futures. It's 133.17. So the cash is above the futures market, so the depressed prices today comes a bit of a surprise. Bucks beef at midday was higher on choice and select, and the year-to-date cattle slaughter was 6.4% higher than the previous year. So in my opinion, that shows that we have good demand, and ultimately it shows that even with the higher box beef prices, that demand is still pretty much inelastic. The consumer wants beef no matter what the price, so the price has very little impact on the demand for beef. If we look at the charts here, we're still above the moving average on the March feeders by about $4. Friday's new highs for the move going all the way back to August and then breaking down on Friday and then some follow through selling today is a little bit disappointing, but the next resistance is around 121 for the March feeder cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mixed here. We had corn higher, 3 to 4 cents higher, soybean 7 to 8 lower, and then the wheats were a disappointing close today, down 3.5 in Kansas City, down about 2 in Chicago. The disappointing nature of the sell-off today for the wheat was out like in July 17 Kansas City wheat, it went as high as 445.5, which was back above the moving average that we've been kind of waiting to see if it would go through, and it did go through it overnight and then this morning, but then of course it broke down here, so that could be adding to the resistance at that level of 444 in the Kansas City July. Now, exports this morning were neutral for wheat at 395,000 metric tons. They were low for corn, but the corn market somehow withstood that, and were still higher. And then beans were right in the middle of the range at 1.578. The next big USDA report will be on January 12th, so no real fundamental news until then. Now, the U.S. dollar, which should have some sort of an impact on the exports, long-term exports, was up sharply today, up 91. So ideas that the dollar going up would hurt exports really hasn't phased the market yet. The soybeans are way ahead of where they were last year at this time, so maybe that will slow down on the higher dollar. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.